quarter to six. No, quarter past six in the morning. Somebody's alarm is going off by the sound of it. On Saturday the 25th of June 2016, I am lying in a very comfortable bed, actually. A couple of nice plump pillows. Duvet. But around me I hear the sounds of creaking and a low rumbling. There's also somebody in the corridor. And as I speak, there is a gentle breaking. And it feels as though I'm about to roll to the left. The doors unlock. I'm on the Night Riviera sleeper train from Paddington, heading myself to Truro, which we shall reach in about 45 minutes' time. I love taking sleeper trains, as some people will know from previous recordings. I just love being sort of cocooned in a little compartment and being rocked to sleep as the train either speeds or trundles along its tracks. And like many sleeper trains, this one stops in various places for lengths of time. Not just stations, but, probably in stations, but not just for picking people up, dropping them off, but to kill time. So, I think we were at Exeter for about an hour. Sound from the next door compartment, and Plymouth for about 20 minutes or something like that. You never get a complete night's sleep, but it's not bad. I've slept pretty well, I feel fairly rested, so I'm going to get up in a minute. I gather that they will deliver me breakfast about 20 minutes before we get to Truro. Hopefully just enough time to eat that, drink coffee. And then at Truro, I have a 10-minute change onto a local service, which parallels the Fowell River down into Falmouth, where I shall be met. Not my choice. personally, I planned it so that I could have Saturday morning wandering in Falmouth, but I've been told that I will be met and taken to a yacht, Buccaneer Charlie, where I will be spending the week. This is South Coast Blind Week. It happens every year, but alternates between Southampton and Falmouth. This year, starting here, first time I've done it. Actually, despite having been sailing for quite a few years now. Mixed feelings about it. I'm looking forward to doing some sailing. I'm slightly concerned that maybe I'm concerned about the degree to which I will be treated as a full member of the crew, not just as a visually impaired person who needs help or is, you know, the good people coming out to help me ensure that I have get an opportunity to come out in the water. You know, I what I really want and like when sailing is just sailing with somebody as an equal to them. So we'll see, let's not prejudge it too much. And I might have an opportunity to shape that slightly because I've been asked to help with the visual impairment awareness training for skippers. So we shall see. But I just thought the initial point of being told in no uncertain terms I would not be allowed to find my own way to the yacht marina. however independent I was, didn't really set the right tone for me. I know they don't want to lose people. I know that they have a huge organisational thing to achieve, feat to achieve. And, you know, I'm not going to rock the boat, but I hope that that isn't the tone throughout the whole thing. Anyway, the train is now twisting and turning once more. I think we just left Liskeard. I don't know this part of the world at all. I've never been in further southwest, or not in living memory anyway, from than Tynmouth in Devon. So Cornwall is a complete unknown to me. I will report back in. I think I better get up in a minute, actually. My breakfast is arriving.